Hello, everybody. This is Melissa Gehring. I am currently the athletic director at Beaver Dam High School and the current LTI coordinator for the state of Wisconsin. What's LTI, you're wondering? LTI stands for Leadership Training Institute, which are the classes accredited by the NIAAA specifically for athletic directors. The NIAAA Leadership Training Institute and Certification Program are voluntary professional development initiatives designed by athletic administrators. Athletic administrators who complete LTI courses attain additional knowledge and perspective of the AD's role. Completion of leadership training courses will enhance the daily operations of your athletic department and improve the program being administered. Completed courses in the accredited program can also lead to certification as a Certified Athletic Administrator, a CAA, or a Certified Master Athletic Administrator. If you are interested in getting certified or even taking courses, WADA has the support in place for you to do so and help you along the journey. If you have the basic requirements for a CAA, which are a bachelor's degree, you're currently employed as an AD, either at the middle school or high school, and you have 2 or more years' experience as an AD, and that doesn't have to be consecutive, nor all in the state of Wisconsin, you can look for CAA certification. To obtain a CAA, you have to take 5 different courses. First, you have to take LTC, or Leadership Training Course 501, which is the Guiding Foundations and Philosophies of the NIAAA and the NFHS. You also have to take 502 and 503, which are both on organizational management and help with the day-to-day operations of being an AD. You also have to then take 504 and 506, which are both legal courses. Once you have those courses complete, you can sit and take the CAA exam. The exam has study guides available for you to use at your discretion or with a group of people also taking the CAA exam. At WADA, we will organize study sessions and use these study guides together for anyone sitting for the exams in the state of Wisconsin. Now remember, in order to take the exam, you must take 501, 502, 503, 504, and 506. You do not have to take them in numerical order. You can take them at any time. Fill out the appropriate documentation and qualify to take the exam. If you are interested in becoming CAA certified, we have a plan set up for you here right in the state of Wisconsin for you to do so by November of 2021. That's for anybody who's already taken courses or for those ADs who have never taken a course before. You can all get certified together in November of 2021. Please look at the cohort plan or the How to Become a CAA document on the website for more information. There you will find the list of courses that WADA will be offering here in the state with our own Wisconsin-based athletic director instructors for the rest of the year. If you have already obtained your CAA and are interested in becoming a CMAA, we will also support you in that endeavor as well. Right now, we currently have under 20 people in our entire state that have CMAA certification, and we are looking for more. Beyond your CAA requirements, you must take 508 and 510, both legal courses, to obtain your CMAA, 1 600-level course and 1 700-level course, and 3 more elective courses to complete your CMAA coursework. On the top of those courses, you must also complete a project, written or oral, to fulfill the requirements entirely. We will help you with that project, and we will offer those courses throughout the year. More information on CMAA certification and how you can do so will be coming shortly. Again, thank you for listening, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for putting your best foot forward each and every day for our student athletes across the state of Wisconsin. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to either myself or your WADA board members for more information.